Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 8th, 2014. This is the Saturday after Ash Wednesday. In today's appointed passage from John's Gospel, we continue in the 17th chapter with yet another section of Jesus' high priestly prayer. We've been listening to that now since Thursday. This passage of that prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples before he was handed over to suffering and death includes these words. Jesus says to God, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one." Jesus' prayer for his followers is that we be of one mind, of one purpose, of one body. That prayer, I believe, Jesus continues to pray, and because we are human beings broken by sin and broken by pride and bent by selfishness and any number of other issues, the church has splintered and fractured through the centuries. Even though we stand on Sunday in the Episcopal Church and say that we believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, even as we proclaim what we believe, we know that we are a far cry from that ideal. What does it mean to be one? Some people think that that means we all have the same doctrine, so we are one in belief structure. Some people think that it has to do with mission. We are one in our way of proclaiming the gospel. Some people think that it means that we have a common understanding of church government, so we are one in our understanding of polity. I don't believe Jesus' prayer is about any of that. I believe that all of the things that we might think about in terms of oneness are actually structural. And what I think Jesus is talking about is actually much harder to get at. It's an attitude of oneness. It's a witness of oneness. It's hard work to be in unity with each other. Unity does not mean uniformity. It doesn't mean having the same opinions on everything. And yet, to hold different opinions and remain in relationship with one another, that's very difficult, as the church has proven over and over throughout the centuries. So what are we to make of this? Jesus' prayer that we all be one and our recognition that we aren't. A little vignette from last Wednesday's Ash Wednesday on the sidewalk experience. I had someone walk up to me and inquire about all of the other clergy that were present. And I began to tell where we all were serving, and that person said, "Oh, you mean you all get along with each other?" Yes, we do. You see, I think that much of our talk about oneness goes out the window when we can't simply get along. Oh, sure, there are doctrinal issues and missional issues and structural issues. Those issues are always before us. But at the very basic part of beginning that journey toward the fulfillment of Jesus' prayer of oneness, the very beginning of that is learning how to get along. And beyond trying to figure out how all of the various denominations are eventually going to live into that prayer, for those of us who are a part of local parishes or local congregations, we know how difficult it is to get a few hundred people on the same page, let alone millions. But it all starts, this fulfillment of Jesus' prayer of oneness all starts at the very basic level of human understanding, respecting the dignity of every human being, seeking and serving Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves, even those baptized neighbors, those baptized Christians with whom we may disagree. We are not one, but we continue to pray for the unity of Christ's church. And tomorrow morning we will proclaim that we believe that that unity is possible when we say we believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So for now, let us pray for the unity of the Church. Let us pray that prayer with sincerity and truth, that we all may be one, as Jesus and his Father are one. Let us pray. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior, the Prince of Peace, give us grace seriously to lay to heart the great dangers we are in by our unhappy divisions. Take away all hatred and prejudice, and whatever else may hinder us from godly union and concord, that, as there is but one body and one Spirit, one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, so we may be all of one heart and of one soul, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and charity, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.